With hurricane season underway, some are diligently prepping for the worst, while others are not. And that has some emergency managers worried. They're worried because a hurricane hasn't made landfall in Florida for some years, and as WJCT's Ryan Bank reports, that has officials thinking about hurricane amnesia.
It's pouring rain at the Camp Landing National Guard base southwest of Jacksonville. A group of large high-tech RVs are huddled in a parking lot. State Emergency Response Team spokesman Aaron Gallagher pulls open one of the vehicle's heavy metal doors.
This is the mobile command vehicle. Inside here, it gives us the capability to bring our operations into the field.
Computer monitors showing storm tracks and weather forecasts line the walls. Otherwise, it looks like a typical office trailer. A team member lounges in a meeting room at one end of the mobile command center. A copy machine sits at the other. Normally, Florida's response to disasters like hurricanes or terrorist attacks is coordinated from Tallahassee. But Gallagher says, today, everything the team needs is right here.
A lot of the same sections and components you'll see in the State Emergency Operations Center can be found in here. You'll find a logistics section, finance section, and geographic information system section.
State officials test hurricane responses every year, and every 5 years, they test the mobility and efficiency of their contingency plans by taking their act on the road. In this year's practice scenario, Division of Emergency Management Director Brian Kuhn says Florida is dealing with several disasters at the same time.
Some intelligence indicated that government buildings were targeted, and there actually had, as part of the exercise, been some attacks on government buildings. So we deemed it that it would be better to operate out of Camp Blanding because there was a tropical storm coming towards Florida, Hurricane Kimo.
Kuhn says the exercise is a massive coordinated effort between all of the state's agencies and the Coast Guard, and not a single detail can slip through the cracks. But he also admits he's worried about the storm that could be coming in real life. He thinks Sunshine State residents have grown complacent and may not take the threat of another hurricane seriously. A recent study by AAA would suggest he's right. Last year, the organization's Consumer Pulse survey found nearly half of Floridians aren't actively preparing for hurricanes, and a fifth said they wouldn't consider evacuating their homes. Again, Brian Kuhn.
Millions of new Floridians have come to the state. And even folks who were in Florida during those last series of hurricanes may not have been impacted by them. So we've got lots of Floridians who don't know what it's like to go through a hurricane.
But Kuhn says it's not hard to prepare with resources like the state's FL Get a Plan website. People can also track storms and get geo-targeted weather alerts through the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network's Florida Storms app, or by tuning in to the state's public radio stations for up-to-the-minute info when a storm is approaching. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.